Today's daf is Makis Daf Tesvav. And we are two lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanasunu Batzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufua Shalema for Yor Yoshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shloima Ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Reb Noyach Ben Meshulam Shraga. So, we're moving along in the third perek of Meseches Makis, perek Elu Hein Haloikin, which discusses, of course, the primary topic of the Mesechta, which is Malkus. Specifically, today's daf is going to talk about the idea that one does not get Malkus if he's over a loisase shenita klase. So high level, when does a person get Malkus? If he's over a loisase. Stating that, there's a lot of fine print. Meaning, not every time that a person's over a loisase does he actually get Malkus. A lav she'im by maisa, ain't loikin olav. A lav she'nitein lazaras misas bezdin, ain't loikin olav. A lav she'bechlolois, ain't loikin olav. Lav she'nitek lase, it's also ain't loikin olav. And really, it's lav she'nitek lase that's going to be the topic of today's daf. So really, if you were going to introduce the sugya of lav she'nitek lase, what you would do is recap the daf we're about to learn. And that would be the introduction. But that would be silly because we're about to learn the daf. So it's really hard to introduce the introduction. But just one idea that's worth being mindful of as we start the sugya. And that is that the reason that lav shenita klase is ein loikin olav is because the way we view the asay is that the asay was given by the Torah as the means to be mesaken the lav. Meaning, ordinarily, if a person is over a loisaseh, so the tikkun, so to speak, for him doing what he did is the oinish, it's the malkus. When the Torah gives an aseh after the loisaseh, then the way we perceive that aseh is tikkunoi, and oinshoi shel aloisaseh. As if the Torah said that although ordinarily the tikkun and the oinish for the loisaseh is malkus, in this instance it's not going to be malkus. In this instance, the way you're going to get the tikkun, the way you're going to get your oinish is by doing the assay. But here's the point. In the event that you go and do the assay, that is its tikkun, that is its oinish, and as a result, you don't need another tikkun, you don't need another oinish, and that's why you are not going to have a chi of malchus. Now, your classic loisnase shenita klase is a situation where the Torah says, thou shalt not do XYZ. And then the Torah says, in the event that you do XYZ, there's a mitzvah sase. So, what's a classic example? Gzela. It says in the Torah, loisigzol. It also says in the Torah that if you steal, the heshevesa gzela asher gazal. Thus, the lav of loisigzol is nite klase. There's a lois ase, but this lois ase comes with an ase. The ase then is the tikkun for the lois ase. Another example is, it says in the Torah, loisoisiru mimenu ad boiker, with regards to basar kachin. The Torah also says, v'hanoiser mimenu peish desreifu, that in the event that you can have noiser, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and burn it. So to have noiser is a loisase. That loisase is nitek lase, which ase? The ase is reifas noiser. So these are two examples where you have a loisase, and the loisase is nitek lase, hence you're not going to get malchus for being over the loisase. The daf is going to begin with a memory from Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan suggested, what would be if you have a loisase that's technically nitek lase? However, it's possible to be mekayim da'aseh without being over the loisaseh. So the loisaseh is nitek laseh in the sense that if you are over the loisaseh, there's an opportunity now to go ahead and do the aseh and treat it like a regular loisaseh shenitek laseh. But it's unique in the sense that it's possible to be mekayim this aseh without actually being over the loisaseh. The question is that going to be considered a loisa seishe nita klase, or is it not? On the one hand, it meets the properties of a loisa seishe nita klase, because after you do the loisa seishe, there's an opportunity to do the ade ase, and if that's the case, met vizeu tikunai vizeu onshoi, but the flip side is that being that you could also do this ase without being over the lois ase, so then it almost feels like the purpose, the tayelus of this ase is not tikunoi v'oinchoi shel lois ase, v'haraya, the ase is an ase independent of the lois ase. So could be then, even though you could be mekayim the ase after you did the lois ase, that wouldn't necessarily make the lois ase into a lav shenitak lase. Now what's an example of that? So the Gemara is going to work very much with two examples, and that's something that will become clear as we go through the Gemara. Either way, on that note, two lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Okta Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabba Bar Bachana said in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, Kol lois aseh shekot me aseh, loikin olav. Any time there's a lois aseh, which has an aseh that you can do after you're over the lois aseh. However, as we just explained, that aseh you could be mekayim even if you didn't do the lois aseh. The halacha is loikin olav, you're going to get malchus, meaning we do not treat that as a lois aseh shenitak laseh. So the taich of the words kol lois aseh shekodma yaseh means what we just said, and that is that it's a lois aseh that's nitak laseh, but the lois aseh is kodma yaseh. The aseh could come before the lois aseh, doesn't have to, but you could be mekayim da aseh. You have the chiyuv aseh, even if you weren't over the lois aseh. Said Rabbi Yochanan, that's not a lav shenitak laseh, and the loch is loikin olav, you are going to get malchus. So it seems that after Rabbi Bar Bachana said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, people, who's the people? I don't know, but they, Amrulai, they came to Rabbi Yochanan, they said, Amri, tell me, Rabbi, did you really say this? Amrulai, he said, no. Now, Rashi speaks out right away that we're going to see Rabbi Yochanan really did say this. Rather, Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer, and when he said he didn't say it, he didn't mean he never said it, but what he meant to say was, loisvirali, that even though I said it, but really I'm chayzer. Now, word had gotten back to Rabbi Bar Bachana that Rabbi Yochanan is denying ever saying it. Now, we just explained what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Even though he said I didn't say it, he didn't mean he didn't say it, he wasn't denying that fact, but rather what he was saying is that he was chayzer. But the way the news traveled was Rabbi Bar Bachana hears that all of a sudden Rabbi Yochanan is denying what he's saying over in his name. In other words, he's saying that just because the lois aseh is kodmai laaseh doesn't mean anything, and it's still going to be a lav shenitak laaseh. So Rabbi said that I stand by what I heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Well, like him, a lashon shvua amra, Rabbi Yochanan said it, and not just that, it makes a lot of sense that he should have said it. You know why? Because kesiva v'tanino. Because really there's proof, and the proof is from a pasuk and from a mishnah. Now, usually when you see this lashon, ksiva v'tanino, it sounds like there are two proofs, right? One is from a pasuk, and the other one is from a mishnah. But really, Rashi explains right away, that's not what this means here. Ksiva v'tanino means there's one proof, and the proof is based on a pasuk and a mishnah that works with that pasuk. Meaning, based on the tziruf of a pasuk and a mishnah, there's actually a very, very good proof to what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Rabbi said that I don't even know why Rabbi Yochanan would be questioning that he said it. He means to be chayzer. That doesn't either make so much sense to me. Because at the end of the day, ksiva v'tonino. Now, where is the ksiva v'tonino? So Rabbi explained ksiva. The pasuk says, v'yishalchum min amachana. And this pasuk is talking about somebody that's tummy. And it says, tzavis b'nei Yisrael, v'yishalchum min amachana, kol tzorua, v'chol zav, v'chol tummy l'nafesh. Specifically, machna shechina. A person that is tummy, so he has to leave machna shechina. Sometimes even have to leave machna levia. Sometimes a metzora even has to leave machna Yisrael. But let's just keep it simple. That all tmeim are not allowed to be in machna shechina, right? They're not allowed to be in the azara. And it says in the Torah afterwards, v'lo yitamus machane. If you will be tummy and remain in the machna, you're going to be over a lois aseh of a loyotamu as machaneh. In other words, there's an aseh and a lois aseh that's associated with the tameh being in the azar. Yeah, Tonina, we learned in the Mishnah, Bala Mikdash tameh, that if somebody's in the Beis HaMikdash and he's tameh, he gets malchus. Right? Where's this Mishnah? It's the Mishnah, Eloin Aloikin. So when the Mishnah listed all the people that get malchus, one of the people mentioned was Habala Mikdash tameh. So said Rabbo, let's take this in for a second. Habala Mikdash tameh gets malchus. Why should he get malchus? L'chayra, oh, because he's over the lois aseh. Which lois aseh? V'lo yitamus machaneim. But it's nitak laseh. It says in the Torah also v'yishalchum in amachna. Oh, must be because v'yishalchum in amachna is independent of the lois aseh. Meaning, There's a chiyuv yishalchum in amachane before your oiv of the lois naseh. It's a lois naseh shakad me'aseh. If that's the case, you see mefurish in the Mishnah that a lois naseh shakad me'aseh is like enough. So Rabbi said, number one, this that you're telling me the Rabbi Yochanan's denying ever having said that. Elikim Amra, and not just that, there's good makar to what he said. You see it from the Bala Mikdash Tami, based on just the reading of the Psukim, where there's a lois haseh and an aseh, which means on some level it's a lav shenitah klaseh, yet we don't treat it like a lav shenitah klaseh, must be because it's a lois haseh shakad me'aseh. So Rabbi said, I don't know what's going on over here. Elamai taimak ahadabeh. Okay, so what's lack of China, Rabbi Yochanan? Meaning Rabbi didn't really understand why Rabbi Yochanan would be chayzer from this, right? Number one, Rabbi Yochanan for sure said, okay, you're telling me he's chayzer, I don't even understand why he would be chayzer. So Gemara says, Nutaka. What's the pshat? So the Gemara said, "Bishum the kashali oynis." The reason is because Rabbi Yochanan had a kasha from the halacha of an oynis. Now, who's oynis? So what we're talking about is the parsha of the oynis umafata. The halacha is that if someone's anis and isha, now she has to be a naira psula sugis and perakelu nairis. The halacha is that the ma'anis has to pay a knas. Not only does the ma'anis have to pay a knas, but the ma'anis also has a mitzvah to marry this woman. It says in the Torah, v'loisi o le'isha, and not just that, there's also a loisaseh of lo'yuchal shalcha kol yom. So on that note, abrais, oynis shigiresh, if somebody was an oynis, meaning he was ma'anis an isha, and then he divorced her, which means he was over the lav in the Torah of lo'yuchal shalcha kol yom of im Yisrael, in the event that he's Yisrael, machzav in eloike. So he has a mitzvah now to take her back, loisi o le'isha, and if he's going to be machzer, he's not going to get malchus. Im koyenu, in the event that he's a koyen, like a machzer, he can't be machzer. The reason he can't be machzer is because a koyen's not allowed to be machzer grusha, and it's for that reason he's going to get malchus. Said Rabbi Yochanan, im Yisrael who machzer v'enu loika. You're telling me that if this oynis was a Yisrael, so the halacha is machzer because of loisia leisha, and there's no malchus on loyuchal shalcha kol yom of amai. Why? I don't understand. Loisaseh shekod mayasehu. Isn't this a loisaseh shekod mayaseh? V'lukin, if that's the case, you should get malchus. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan said, what's pashup shat? Why is there no malchus for the lav of lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav? L'chayre checks off all the boxes for malchus. A must be, the reason is, because it's a loisaseh shenita glaseh. What's that say? Daseh of loisia li'isha. Aber that aseh of loisia li'isha pre-exists the lois haseh. It's independent of the lois haseh. So if that's the case, it should not be considered a lois haseh shenita glaseh, the wilki, and you should get malchus. Said Rabbi Yochanan, from the fact that you don't get malchus is a raya that my theory that I once had was incorrect. In other words, it's a raya that even a lois haseh shekod me'aseh is a lav shenita glaseh, and the halach is that you're not going to get malchus either way. Just to recap for a moment what we just had. Rabbi Bar Bachana said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that although lav shenitah klaseh, there's no malchus, but kol lois haseh shekod me'aseh, loikin olav. They told Rabbi Yochanan, did you say that? He said, no, which really, really meant that he had said it, but he was chayzer. Either way, Rabbi heard that Rabbi Yochanan's denying. He said, number one, I swear he said it. And not just do it. I don't even know why he would be like questioning it now. He's being chayzer. Like, why would he be chayzer? Ksiva v'tanina, there's a klar raya. What's the raya? From the Tomei that's Bala Mikdash, where the Mishnah was minded amongst the Elohein Aloikin, even though technically it's a lav shenita glaseh. Because although the Tomei that's Bala Mikdash is over the lav of Eloi Tamus Machaneim, but it's nita glaseh v'yashachem and amachna. Oh, must be, because it's a lois haseh shekod me'aseh, and a lois haseh shekod me'aseh is not considered a lav shenita glaseh. So the Gemara says, what's that kibshan Rabbi Yochanan? Why was he chayzer? He was chayzer based on the parish of oynes. Because the halach is that an oynes Yisrael that's megarish his wife and he's over the lav of Leyucha Shalcha Kol Yomav, so the halach is machzev ene loike. We treat it like a lav shenita glaseh. Why? That I say of v'loisi l'isha is kodmei v'loisi aseh. You don't have to be over the loisi aseh to have that mitzvah. The minute the person does this aveira, he's ma'anis an isha, he has a mitzvah of v'loisi l'isha. So why is it treated like a lav shenita glaseh? Oh, must be, because it's always a lav shenita glaseh, even though it's a loisi aseh she kodmei aseh. So the Gemara explained why Rabbi didn't understand, why Rabbi Yochanan would be doubting what he for sure had once held. And the Gemara then explained why Rabbi Yochanan would be doubting it. But really, if you think about it, what we have is a shtickle kasha. We have a contradiction between a mashmois from a Mishnah and a mashmois from a Braisa. From the Mishnah, from the halacha of Abba Lomikdash Tomei, it's mashma like Rabbi Yochanan's original halacha. And from the braisa of Oynesh Gireish, Im Yisrael Hu, Machzav Ein Eloika, it's mashma like the way Rabbi Yochanan held after he was chayzer, which in simple English, you just take out all the names and the Mishnayos and the Braises, we have a stira over here. Right? What is the halach as it relates to a loisase she kodmayase? Do we treat it as a regular lav shenita glase, and azoy is mashma from oyne shegirish, or do we say that being that it's kodmayase, it's not treated like a regular lav shenita glase, and as a result, it's going to be like an olive, and azoy is mashma from Abola Mikdash Tami. So what we're left with is a little bit of a stira, and really the Gemara's Avoida from here until the bottom of the Yomid is going to be to try to be Miyashev, the original Rabbi Yochanan. So we have to help up. We're going to work with the original Rabbi Yochanan, the way that Daf started, which was Amar Rabbi Bar Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan Kol Loisa Sei Shekod Me'asei Loikin Olav. Let's forget the drama for now. The original Rabbi Yochanan. And we know that Rabbi Yochanan's halacha has a makar in the Mishnah, Eloin Aloikin, Ksiva Vitanina, from Abala Mikdash Tami. We now have a kasha on it, right? We'll just leave out all the noise. A kasha. What's the kasha? Oine Shigiresh, Im Yisrael, Machzav Ein Eloika, L'chaira, why Machzav Ein Eloika? Because it's a loisa shenita glase. Why don't we say that it's a loisa se shekod mayase, and loisa se shekod mayase, the halacha is like in all of, in other words, we're going to try to be miyashev, the original Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, which will lead us to a place where, Rabbi Yochanan, why do you have to be chayzer? I don't understand. But the point is, we're going to try to be miyashev, the original Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, which right now is shver from the halacha of Oynes Shegirish. Now, the Gemara is going to be two Amayroim that are going to take a real stab at trying to be miyashev this halacha. The first is Ula, the second one is Rava. Zok, the Gemara. Amar Ula. Ula said, let me explain to you why the halacha is that in Oynes Shegirish in Yisrael u'machzav Ein Eloika, even though the original Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is kol lois hasei shekod me'asei loikin olav, which has a makar ksiva v'tanina from Abala Mikdash Tami. So Ula said as follows, because really there's a great sakash over here. Lo yeyomer, the Torah did not have to say lois seal v'isha ba'oynes, v'ligma v'moysi shemra, and I could have learned it from a moysi shemra. So the akdama to this is that we're discussing the halacha of someone that's ma'anis, where the Torah says you have an asay of a loisi elisha, right? There's an asay to go marry this girl. And on top of that, there's a lois asay lo yuchal shalcha koyam. Ordinarily, a person has a right to give a get. But as it relates to this person, lo yuchal shalcha koyamov, he does not have a right. There's another parish in the Torah where the Torah has an identical asay and a lois asay. And that's the Moitzi Shemra. So the parish of the Moitzi Shemra we're familiar with. And the Torah says, as it relates to the Moitzi Shemra, number one, he gets malchus, the Yisroes, right? We also force him to pay money. Moitzi Shemra is a chiddush in that he's loiku mashalim. In addition to that, he has a mitzvah of a loisi leisha to marry this woman. Now, we'll see this in the cheshbon of the Gemara. It's a little bit of a misnomer, that mitzvah, right? He has a mitzvah to marry this woman. He's married to her anyways. So what really is that mitzvah of a loisi leisha? It's going to play itself out a little in the cheshbon. But he has a mitzvah of a loisi leisha, and he has the love of leyuchel shachal kol yama. So as it relates to the asay of a loisi elisha and the lois asay of lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav, so there's a parallel between the oynes and the moitzi shemra, and that's really where Ula's coming from. So Ula said that the emes is you can ask a kasha. The Torah should not have had to have said loisi elisha and ba'oynes, and the reason is because I could have learned the asay of loisi elisha from moitzi shemra. How so? Ma moitzi shemra shaleyos a maisa. Ma decha moitzi shemra, who didn't do a maisa, right? He's a moitzi shemra. Ayin Sefer Shmir Saloshin, right? That's what he did. He didn't do a maisa, and yet Amar Rachman of the Torah says v'loisi elisha that he has a mitzvah. And let's view this as an oynish. He has an oynish, right? He has an oynish to go ahead and marry this woman. So oynish, somebody that was mefanet ma'anis isha leikolshkein, certainly should have a mitzvah v'loisi elisha. So Ula said that really the mahalach to be miyashiv this halach of oynish agirish starts with this kasha. Why did Torah even have to mention v'loisi elisha as it relates to an oynish? I could have known it kal v'chomer from a moitzi shemra. Madach a moitzi shemra has a mitzvah v'loisi elisha. Certainly an oynish, a ma'anis, should have a mitzvah v'loisi. Now, first things first, what's the parallel? Right? What shaychas? Ma inyin oynes l'moitzi shemra. So the tzad hashava is that both of them were poigim the isha. The ma'anis was physically poigim her, And the Moitzi Shemra was poigim her reputation. That's why they both have a knas, right? It's a very similar parasha. That's why they both have a loyisi elisha. That's why they both have the loyuchal l'shachal kol yomav. So the point is, you just devalued this girl. It's going to be very hard for her now to get married. As a result, you now have the onus of making sure that she's going to be taken care of and she'll be provided with checks. It's your chiv to go ahead and do it. So that's the tzad hashava between the onus and the Moitzi Shemra. But the Gemara's taina is that really didn't have to say the loyisi elisha by the oinis, because I couldn't know it, kavu chaymer from the Moitzi Shemra. What's the kavu chaymer? It's a pashta kavu chaymer. Madach, the Moitzi Shemra didn't do a maisa, has to go and shtoutzu v'loisi elisha. So certainly the oinis who did a maisa says the gula emein oyinu lefanov. So if that's the case, why did the Torah say it? What the Torah wanted me to know was that the mitzvah of loisi elisha is being stated specifically as it relates to lach, meaning a man in the lefanef. I don't need it to teach me the ikker mitzvah of loisi elisha, that after a man is ma'anas anisha, he has a chiyuv to go ahead and marry her, because that I know kal v'chomer from the Moitzi Shemra. So tenei in the lach, let's apply this mitzvah for after the fact, meaning after this man was megarish to isha. Again, lefanef would mean, if he's just following the rules, la'achrav would mean he's not following the rules. He was over the loisaseh and he went ahead and divorced her. And what the Torah is saying is, shim girish yachzer, that if you gave her a get, you have a chiv to go ahead and take her back. But what's the punchline? A gishmaka punchline. I don't need v'loisir li'isha to teach me the ikker mitzvah, because that I know kal v'chaymer from Moitzi Shemra. So why did the Torah tell me v'loisir li'isha? It's only the gay la'achrav. Oh, if it's only the gay la'achrav, this is not a loisaseh shakad me'aseh. The loisaseh that's kad me'aseh, I know from Moitzi Shemra. When the pasuk said the loisi elisha, that pasuk is specifically coming to tell me that noch the loisaseh, you should know there's an asay. Oh, noch the loisaseh, there's an asay. That's a regular, classic, good old fashioned lav shenita klasay. Regular lav shenita klasay. The aloch is you don't get malchus. That's behind the brayse that says oinah shagirish is not going to get malchus. Gvaldik. So again, what's Ula saying? Ula saying that the oinah shagirish is not a loisaseh called me asay, because the asay that's called me to the loisaseh, I know kavu chaymer from the Moitzi Shemra. The loisi elisha is a regular asay that comes dafka after the loisaseh. This is your regular loisaseh shenita klasay, and a loisaseh shenita klasay, the aloch is that you don't get malchus. Hence, you don't get malchus by the oinus shagirish. But the Gemara asks a kasha, vakati oinus from Moitzi Shemra legam. I don't understand how you can learn oinus from a Moitzi Shemra ula. Why not? I mean, ula's whole premise is that I don't need a loisir leisha to teach me lefanav, because I know kal v'chemer from a Moitzi Shemra. Ta'in the Gemara, how are you learning oinus from a Moitzi Shemra? Now, what was Pashup Shah? We said, because madach a Moitzi Shemra who didn't do a maisa, certainly an oinus who did a maisa. Oh, but the Gemara says, ikla mifrach, you could ask, madach a Moitzi Shemra shaken loiko mashali. A Moitzi Shemra is loiko umeshali, right? A Moitzi Shemra, we said, has a very, very big chiddush. He gets malchus and he has to pay mamon. This is not something you find anywhere. And it's certainly not something that you find as it relates to an oinus. If that's the case, being that there's a chumra Moitzi Shemra that you loiko umeshali, maybe that's why there's a chumra of loisi elisha. But as it relates to a oinus, we don't find that chumra, maybe there's no v'loisi elisha. So I need the v'loisi elisha. Again, ula's coming from a kal v'chomer, l'chayr, the kal v'chomer is mufrach, because ma'la moitzin shemesh came loiku mashalim. So ula says, you're right, I'm going to tweak my shtickle tire a little bit. Elo lo yoyimer loisi elisha v'moitzin shem. The pshan in the braisa is that it's not the v'loisi elisha of oinus that's extra, because I could have learned oinus from Moitzi Shemra, because you can't learn oinus from Moitzi Shemra. It's the other way around. The Torah did not have to have said loisi elisha b'Moitzi Shemra v'ligma mayoinus, and I could have learned Moitzi Shemra from oinus. How so? Ma oinus matachan oinus she'enoi loikum mishalim. Right? That's what we just said based on the pircha, that oinus has a kula that you're not loikum mishalim. And what's the halacha? Am rachman v'loisi elisha. You have a mitzvah loisi elisha. So Moitzi Shemra, as it relates to a Moitzi Shemra, we are your loikum mishalim. So you have this chumer like kolshkein. So certainly you can have a loisi elisha. If that's the case, v'lamay nema. So why did the Torah mention v'loisi elisha by Moitzi Shemra? So again, it's not that the v'loisi elisha of oinus is extra because I could learn it from Moitzi Shemra. You can't. It's the v'loisi elisha of Moitzi Shemra that's extra because I could have learned that from oinus. Madach oinus, that's not loikum mashalim. Certainly Moitzi Shemra. So why then did the Torah say it? Didn't have to say it. If it's not necessary for Moitzi Shemra, tineyu inyu loinus. So apply it instead for oinus, and im einoy inya lefanov. And if I don't need it for oinus lefanov, why do I need it for oinus lefanov? Because that's meforish in the Torah. Tenei winyu la'achrav. So I'll use it in instead for Einus La'achra. See, again, the Mahalach is the same. And that is, this is a regular Lavshin Itta Klasei. It's not a Loisei Shekod Me'asei. The reason regular Lavshin Itta Klasei is because the Veloisei Elish is extra. Where's Veloisei Elisha? So Ula 1.0 said, it's the Veloisei Elish of a state by Einus. The Mahalach was doich of that. Ula 2.0 is saying, it's the Veloisei Elish of a state by Moitzi Shemra. How do you take a Veloisei Elish by Moitzi Shemra and apply it to Einus? Because you don't need it by Moitzi Shemra. So Ein Oinyan, Tenei Oinyan, right? That's one of the Lamed Beis Midos. Shatter and addresses, man. And this is a move that the Gemara sometimes makes, and this is one of the places that it makes it. Says the Gemara, but Moitz Hashemer behind this, Nami Legomer. At the end of the day, I don't know how you could learn Moitz Hashemer from Moitz Hashemer. Why? Because Dikla Mifrach could always say, meaning the whole premise is that the Veloisi Elisha by Moitz Hashemer is extra because I could have learned it from Moitz. How so? Malo Inish, Tenosa Maisa. At the end of the day, by Moitz Hashemer, a Maisa, right? Meaning, as much as it's true, Moitz Hashemer has a Chumra over Moitz, that it's like a Mashalim, but Moitz certainly has a Chumra over Moitz Hashemer. In that there's a Maisa. So the Gemara is timing, there's no way that the Veloisi Elisha of Moitzi Shemra is extra, just like there's no way that the Veloisi Elisha of Einus is extra. Ella says the Gemara, let me explain to you a little differently. Ella, lo yoim Veloisi Elisha. The Veloisi Elisha, the Moitzi Shemra is extra. You know why? Shari Ishtahi. Because at the end of the day, she's his wife. Lomo Nemar. You don't have to tell a man to marry the woman that he's already married to, right? You can renew your vows, but you can't get married. What does this mean? Veloisi Elisha. No, so ain't no inyan Moitzi Shemra. If I don't need Veloisi Elisha by Moitzi Shemra, why? Because they're anyways married. So therefore, Tneyo inyan la'oinis, meaning not that the Veloisi Elisha Moitzi Shemra is extra because I can learn Moitzi Shemra from Oinis. You can't. I can't learn Moitzi Shemra from Oinis, I can't learn Oinis from Moitzi Shemra. The reason it's extra is because they're married anyway. So what's the Torah coming to say? So Mena inyan la Moitzi Shemra, Tneyo inyan la'oinis. And if Mena inyan la'fanav, because the Torah already said Veloisi Elisha, so I don't need it to teach me the Ikur din of Veloisi Elisha. Instead, Tneyo inyan la'achrav, use it instead to teach me that after a person's there's going to be an assay of Veloisi Elisha. So again, the point is the same. The point is that at the end of the day, the assay of Veloisi Elisha is coming specifically. It's talking directly to the Veloisi assay, and for that reason, it's going to be a Veloisi station at the class. Again, where's the Veloisi Elisha? It's the Veloisi Elisha Moitzi Shemra. How do you get from Moitzi Shemra to Oinus, and why would you do it? Because the Veloisi Elisha by Moitzi Shemra is actual. Why is it actual? Because you don't need it to tell me Moitzi Shemra because they're married anyways. Tnei Uinyan Le Oinus. Oinus Lefanov, I know, because the Torah is the Veloisi Elisha. It may not be Uinyan Lefanov, so it's like a double. It may no union, right? It may no union la Moitzi Shemra, Tnei Uinyan Le Oinus. The may no union Lefanov. But the Gemara says, one second, the Ema, why don't we say, the Ema in the fun of the Moitzi Shema, Tneyo Inyan La'achrav Didei, Deloi Laki. Meaning, why are we using the Veloisi Elisha Moitzi Shema to teach me La'achrav of Oinus, which we said is a double Emeno Inyan, maybe use it to teach me La'achrav of Moitzi Shema? And that makes a lot more sense, right? Because you're not jumping from Moitzi Shemra to Einus. Now, why did we say Veloisi Elisha by Moitzi Shemra can't be referring to Moitzi Shemra? Because they're married anyways. Well, they're only married if they're taka married. What would be if he gives her a get? And now he's Veloisi Yuchal L'shalcha. I wouldn't know what the halach is. So maybe the Veloisi Elisha by Moitzi Shemra is coming to teach me that loisase, the Yuchal L'shalcha kol yomav of the Moitzi Shemra, is nitik la'ese, which is Veloisi Elisha, to tell me that there's no Malkus there. But how do I know there's no Malkus by Oinu Shagirish, which would mean Hajar Kush L'duchte? But the Gemara says, Enochinami. You're 100% right. I happen to agree with you. V'asi Oinus V'gamemine. Meaning, really, the Veloisi Elisha Moitzi Shemra, which is Miyuter, is going to teach me Moitzi Shemra La'achrav. But once I know Moitzi Shemra La'achrav has a Veloisi Elisha, I'm going to know Oinus La'achrav also has a Veloisi Elisha. So again, as it relates to the Iker Halacha of Veloisi Elisha by Oinus, that's a Loisa Shekod Me'asei. That can't make the Loisa say alav Shenit Teklasei. Why then is the Halacha that you don't get Mal? Because again, assuming Rabbi Yechon's Iker Halacha, that a Loisa Shekod Me'asei is Loikunov, so how come there's no Malkus when it comes to an Oinus Shagirish? The Teretz is because there's a separate Veloisi Elisha. Vu state that separate Veloisi Elisha. What the Gemara is coming out now, and this is really Ula 3.0, right? So what the Gemara is coming out with is that it says it with regards to the parasha Moitzi Shemra, even though in the parasha Moitzi Shemra Gufa, there's no hechrich to say, maybe, really, that it's coming to be menatikit from the Lois Asseh,
But we know it is, because you don't need the loy seal isha before the person's over the loy sasev lo yuchal l'shalcha, because they're married anyways. So I'm enoy inyan l'fanof tenei when you lachar. And once I know it by la'achar, by Moisei Shemra, it makes sense to learn la'achar by oynis from la'achar of Moisei Shemra. But the Gemara says, one second, b'may gomer minei, how are you making that? Meaning, how are you taking that leap? How are you going to learn oynis la'achrov from Moisei Shemra ba'achrov? Let's chazer over what we did before. The Gemara does it. You're going to tell me, I know oynis from Moisei Shemra, from Kal V'chaymer. Right, what's the Kal V'chaymer? The Kal V'chaymer is that... Now, this is actually a little bit tricky. And the reason it's a little bit tricky is because here the Kal V'chaymer is going to be that oynis has to be more kuladig than Moitzi Shemra, right? Because if we're going to apply the Veloisi Elisha la'achrav, it's going to emerge in a kula. Right, till now, Veloisi Elisha was a chumrah. It's a chumrah, you have a mitzvah, Veloisi Elisha. But now, if you're going to apply the Veloisi Elisha to la'achrav, to tell me that there's no malchus, so really, what you're doing is you're machin a kula. So you're going to tell me that what? You're going to tell me that madach by Moitzi Shemra, you have the kula, that is an asay la'achrav, which makes it a lois asay shenitik la'asay, that certainly by oynis you should have the same thing. Well, why is that not going to fly? That's not going to fly because you can always argue that an oynis is more chomer. Right? Why is an oynis more chomer? Because Moitzi Shemra is loy asa maisa, and oynis is asa maisa. Right? Zil hachi, what came out in the cheshman of the Gemara is you can always make the argument oynis is more chomer than Moitzi Shemra. You can always make the argument that Moitzi Shemra is more chomer than oynis. Oynis has a chumra that it's asa maisa. Moitzi Shemra has a chumra that it's like a mashalim, which... The flip side of the coin is that Oynis has a kula that it's in a loike mashalim, Moitzi Shemra has a kula that it's layasa maisa. But if you're going to try to learn Oynis de la Achra from Moitzi Shemra de la Achra, how are you going to learn it? Ibe Kal V'chaymer, you're going to say Kal V'chaymer, or Ibe Mamet Sinur, you're going to say maybe it's not a Kal V'chaymer. It's only a Mamet Sinur. What's the difference? Kal V'chaymer means Kolshkein. Mamet Sinur means that the two are the same. But at the end of the day, Ikel Mifrach, you can ask, Mala Moitzi Shemra, she can't layasa maisa, like we just said. Moitzi Shemra's kula now is going to shine. Right till now it was the Chumra. It's going to be the kula. We're going to say shalei asa maisa. And if that's the case, you shouldn't be able to learn one from the other. Either way, the Gemara is now going to say Ella my Rava, and Rava is going to come and he's going to give us a fourth mahalach how to make sense of this. But let's just recap what we just did very, very quickly. Again, the kasha was if you go with the original Rabbi Yochanan that kaloisa se shakad me'ase is loikin olav, then how could it be that an oines shegiresh im yisrael who machsev enoy loika l'chayra? L'chayra, it's not a lav shenit klase. Mi pashit machsav enu loike, because a lav shenit klase. The lav is lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. That's why you would think this malchus. Aber it's nitek lase because it says in the Torah loy seal isha. The kasha is the loy sase was called me'ase because you have that save loy seal isha when you're ma'anis in isha before you ever married her and certainly before you ever divorced her. And still that loch is machsav enu loike. So this was a kasha on the original Rabbi Yochanan. So Ula came and Ula basically tried saying that there's an extra veloisi l'isha in the parasha of Oynes, and the extra veloisi l'isha in the parasha of Oynes is a asay that comes after the lois asay, which would make it a lavshet l'klasay. The question is, where are you getting this extra asay from? It says one asay, and that asay is called melolois asay. So for that, there was a version 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. Right? Version 1.0 was that the whole veloisi l'isha that it says by Oynes is extra, because really I could have learned the Kal V'chaymer from Moitzi Shemra. So Meino Yinyin, right? So, I mean, the whole thing's extra. So it must be it's coming to teach me a miyuchet de asay, fanoch de lois asay, to make it a lois asay, shen nitik lasay. But the Gemara was loiche. The Gemara says, mecha tasty, you could learn Oynes from Moitzi Shemra. You're assuming that Oynes is Mohammed than Moitzi Shemra. I could argue Moitzi Shemra is Mohammed than Oynes, because Moitzi Shemra is like a Mishalim, Oynes is not like a Mishalim. So then the Gemara said, okay, I hear what you're saying. Maybe the Veloisi Elisha Moitzi Shemra is extra. You tell me Moitzi Shemra is Mohammed than Oynes. So why did the Torah say Veloisi Elisha by Moitzi Shemra? Learn it from Oynes. Oh, Meino Inni Lo Moitzi Shemra, Tneyu Inyin to Oynes. Meino Inni Lo Fana, like a double flip. Tneyu Inni Lo Achra. So that's how you're going to end up with it. But the Gemara says, one second, that's also not so partial, right? Mecha Tesi, you can learn Moitzi Shemra from Oynes. Because as much as Moitzi Shemra has a Chumra over Oynes, I could always argue Oynes maybe has a Chumra over Moitzi Shemra. So the 3.0, the third shot that the Gemara took was that I'll tell you why. Because really, the whole Veloisi Elisha by Meitzi Shemit doesn't make sense. Because they're married anyways. So what's meant Veloisi Elisha? Oh, must be it's Kami Falachrov. So the Veloisi Elisha Meitzi Shemit is for sure not a Loisi Seisha Kod, may I say. It's for sure a Lav Shinitik Lase. Meaning, you're for sure not going to get Malkus if you're over Loyuchel Shachel Kol Yomav as it relates to Meitzi Shemit. So once I know that by Meitzi Shemit, it makes sense for it also to be true by Yonis, right? The parshas are so similar. I hear it, but the Gemara says Mechatesi. We just finished saying you can't learn one from the other. Right? In this case, maybe you can't learn that Oinus doesn't have Malkus from Moitzi Shemer not having Malkus because maybe Moitzi Shemer is more Kuladik. Right? This is a cooler already. Moitzi Shemer is more Kuladik. Why is it more Kuladik? Shekain Li Asa Naisa. So the bottom line is Ula, strike one, strike two, strike three. All three versions did not play themselves out. And as a result, we're really back to the drawing board. We're trying to figure out how could you make sense of Rabbi Yechon's halacha of Kol Lois Asei Shekod Me'asei Loikinol. How does it stem with this halach of Oinu Shigirish and Yisrael who machzavein Eloikus? So the Gemara says, oh, my Rava said, I'm going to tell you a pshat. Kol yomav ba'amoid v'hachzer. So what does this even mean? So if you look in the pasuk in the Torah, when the Torah mentions the lav of lo yuchal sha'achal kol yomav related to the ma'anis, so it says, I'll say, v'lo yisir li'ishna tachas asha'ino lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav. Why did it have to say lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav? Lo yuchal shalcha, right? It's obvious it's Kol Yomav. But when it says in the Torah, don't eat Nevela, Kol Yomav? Yeah, I understand. You can't eat Nevela, right? Put your 40, right? We got it. You're never allowed to eat Nevela. So what does that mean? Yuchal Shalcha Kol Yomav. Why did the Torah say that? So, said Rava, Gevaldig Epshat. He said that the words Kol Yomav is an aseh. And what the Pasuk is saying is Kol Yomav Amoid V'Hachzer. As if to say that if you were over Yuchal Shalcha, Kol Yomav, you have a chiv to go ahead and take her back. Hey, Rashi and Tosfos in terms of like how you read the pasuk in light of this pshatel. But says Rava that the way you understand that al-Kaponim is kol yomav ba'moyta hachzer, that there's this new asay, and that asay is not kodmer lois asay, and that's why it's going to be a lois asay. She nitik lasay, not a lois asay, she kodmer asay, and that's why even if the original Rabbi Yochanan, which Rabbi Bar Bachana wasn't budging from, right? Which was Kolesa Shekamni Asay Loikinola, but as a in the Shagirish over there, it's going to be different. The Gemara says, by the way, you want to know if this is the right answer? Chinki Yosef Robin, when Robin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going to tell you what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Mamish mipe kotchoy. Kol yomav ba'amoid v'hachzer gevaldik. This is pretty checkmate. So Rav on his own said this. Abulamaisa, we have a Messiah that Rav brought this back from Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan, who was the Marid the Shmaita of the original Shmaita, this is exactly the way he explained it. He said that Oynes would be different because Kol yomav ba'amoid v'hachzer says, the Gemara, Rav Papa the Rav, so Rav Papa heard what Rav said, and he asked him a follow-up question. This is like a little bit as a Maimer Amusker. He said, I understand the whole Indian. I mean, the original Rabbi Yochanan, which we were just miyashiv, right? The Oynes Shagirech, and Yisrael Machzav, and Eloik is not fair anymore. We got it right at the fourth attempt. Elam HaRava. But Rav Papa asked Rav, I have a different problem. My problem is, we know the paradigm for all loisaseis is loisachsim sharbedisha. And the only time a person gets malchus is if he's over a loisasei, which is dumya the lav dechsima, right? We saw that sugya in the beginning of the parak. Fake Rav Papa, loisachsim sharbedisha, that loisasei is not a loisasei that's even kodmayasei, right? Now, if the only time you get malchus is when the loisasei is dumya the lav dechsima, well, if it's a lois asay, shekod me asay, l'chayra, there should then be no malchus. And if that's the case, why is it kol lois asay, shekod me asay, loikinol? Meaning, in the introduction to the daf, we mentioned the svara of why a lois asay, shekod me asay, maybe you'd get malchus. Because the whole inyan of lav shenitak lasay is that we view the asay as oinshay v'tikunoy shel lois asay. So, could be, that's true, if the only way you can be mekayim the aseh is after you're over the lois aseh. But if the aseh exists independent of the lois aseh, so it's not so mashma that that's the purpose of the aseh. Tanya Rav Papa, I hear. Gishmak isvara. hafla v'fel. But at the end of the day, it's still not dumi de lav dechasimos. If it's not dumi de lav dechasimos, so amalei rapapa l'rava, so why is it that you would get malchus? Amalei so rava told him, mishum, dekosa ve'rachman aseh yaseh remigra gara. He says, well, papa, listen to what you're saying. You're trying to tell me that because the Torah was machmer in this parsha, and the Torah said there's not only a lois aseh, there's also an aseh. That's a reason that you shouldn't get malchus? Meaning there's something called dumi de lav dechasimos, but it has to make sense. It has to be rational. Meaning, if there's like a kula, let's say, that a lois aseh has, and that kula lav dechasimah doesn't have, but it's for the lois aseh. So as that nemar, if it's not dumi the lav dechasimah, so the halacha is going to be different. But over here, the fact that there's an extra aseh is not a kula. To the contrary, that's a stringency. The Torah is showing it's more chamer. So if the Torah is showing it's more chamer, that's a svar that what that you shouldn't get mocked. So what's the obvious follow-up question? Ihachi, so a papa told Rava, ibazoi, lav shenitak laseh nami, leima mishum dekosa be'rachman aseh yaseh remigra gar. So that really undermines the entire lav shenitak laseh. Every lav shenitak laseh, it's a good catch. I understand, because the Torah threw on top of the lois aseh also an aseh, now all of a sudden it's going to be more kuludig. So what are you saying? I'm a lois, and Rava told Rapapa, no, it's very, very different. Ahu linituke lav hudasa. Over there, it's linituke lav hudasa, right? Over there, when you have a regular lav shenitak laseh, so then we view the purpose of the assay as coming to be misakin the law. And it's for that reason that the halacha is that there's not going to be malchus. It's not based on kula chumra. It's based on hahulinatuke lav hudasa. But when the lois assay was kadme assay, so there the assay is not linatuke hudasa, like we spoke out. Norvas, you want to tell me it's still not doimit the lav dechsima? Well, not doimit the lav dechsima is only going to work in the event that it's a form of a kula, but if it's in the form of a chumra, there's no svar in the world, and that's why the halach is going to be that kol lois naseh shakad me'aseh is like an olaf. So, just to come up for breath for a second, we were miyashiv the original Rabbi Yochanan. Now, let's not forget, Rabbi Yochanan himself was choyser. You have to know why, but we were miyashiv the original Rabbi Yochanan, that kol lois naseh shakad me'aseh like an olaf. Isn't that a case of lois aseh shakad me'aseh and still machsev einu loike, which seems to mean that we treat it like a lav shenitak laseh? When the teretz is elo amar rava, right? We got it right on the fourth try. Elo amar rava, because it says lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav b'amoyda hachser, and it's for that reason that's what the halacha is going to be. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kash on this. In fact, the Gemara is going to be toila, the Elo Amarava of Kol Yoma Bamoyda Hachzer, in a Machloikis. A Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, of course the names matter. A Machloikis, we're learning a sugi of Rabbi Yochanan, now we're going to be toila now in a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. This Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, is literally a Dover HaOimid Beruma Shalaylam. I don't say that lightly. It's going to be the topic of Tetzvav HaMudeis and even the beginning of tomorrow's daf, on daf Tezayin Amar Aleph. And I think it's kedai to just talk it through Baal Peh before we see it innovating. And that is, we're about to see that there was a very yesoidist thing in Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish as it relates to the concept of a lav shenitak laseh. First, the vernacular. Rabbi Yochanan holds bitloi v'loi bitloi. Rish Lakish holds kaimai v'loi kaimai. Now those words, bitlai v'loi bitlai, kaimai v'loi kaimai, are related to the way Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish respectively were magia abraisa that the Gemara is going to bring on Amud Beis. But the concept, what does it mean, bitlai v'loi bitlai? And what does it mean, kaimai v'loi kaimai? So first things first, we're about to debunk a popular theory, and that is, the assumption is that every time you have a lav shenitak laseh, assuming it's your classic lav shenitak laseh, you don't get malchus. That's not true. Fake news. It's nishtemis. It's nishtemis. It's possible to get malchus even for a lav shenitak laseh. Now, when then do you say it's a lav shenitak laseh so that you don't get malchus? And when do you say, even though technically it's a lav shenitak laseh, you're going to get malchus? That's the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds bitloi v'loi bitloi, whereas Rish Lakish holds kaima v'loi kaima. Rabbi Yochanan first. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if a person's over a lois aseh, that's nitak laseh, as long as you're able to be Mekayim Daaseh, even though you weren't Mekayim Daaseh yet, the halacha is you can't get malchus. In other words, there's two Edom that come to Beis Din, and they say that we saw someone being over a lois aseh, we gave him Asra, right? We checked off all the boxes, he didn't listen, he did it anyways, we want him to get malchus. If this is a lois aseh that has an aseh component to it,
right? And you could be Mekayim Daseh, even though you weren't Mekayim Daseh, the halach is you're not going to get Malkus. And the reason you're not going to get Malkus is because it's a lashon et haklaseh. If, however, you're Mevatel Daseh, you do a pa'ula, you take an action, then now prevents you from ever being Mekayim Daseh in the future. If you're Mevatel Daseh, you're no longer in a matziv where you could be Mekayim Daseh, then already the halacha is different, and then the halacha is that you're going to get Malkus even for the Lav Shenitik Laseh. That's what it means, bitloy veloy bitloy. If you're Mevatel the Aseh, then you'll get Malkus for the Lois Aseh, even though it was a Lav Shenitik Laseh. Loy bitloy means that even though you weren't Mekayim it, but as long as you weren't Mevatel it, it's something that you could do, so that would be enough for us to say right now that this is going to be treated like a lav shenitik laseh, and you're not going to get Malkus. Rish Lakish is chaylik. Rish Lakish holds kaima v'loy kaima. According to Rish Lakish, the only time a person gets off the hook from Malkus if he's over a lav shenitik laseh is if he's mekayim daseh. So let's just picture it, because that's really the only way to understand it. Guy was over a lav sheyesh by Malkus, there was Asra, the Eitam come, they take him, they bring him into the court. Bezdin says, true, yeah, cross-examine, Gevaldik. He's Chayiv Malkus right now, right? So Bezdin will give him an option. They'll tell him, if you want, go be Mekayim Daseh. If he's Mekayim Daseh, Tavay Ola Bracha, he's off the hook. Zeo Tikunoi, the Einchai, he doesn't have to get Malkus. If, however, he decides that I don't want to be Mekayim Daseh right now, so then the halach is that he's going to get Malkus. Even though when he walks out of Bezdin, or tries to, and he wasn't Mekayim Daseh, it's something that he has the option maybe to do. We're not giving him options. We're going to give him an ultimatum. That's what we're going to give him, right? It's a different type of two choices, right? The other choice is not so geschmack. So do the essay or else. That's basically the way we lay it out. So according to Rabbi Yochanan again, bitloy v'loy bitloy, as long as you have the ability and the capacity to go ahead and be Mekayim Daseh, the halach is you're not going to get Malkus. If, however, you mevatel the assay, now it's not shaykh to do the assay anymore. If it's not shaykh to do the assay anymore, so that's where it'd be negeya, the halacha, that you'd get Malkus even for a lav shenitik laseh. According to Reish Lakish, you don't have to be mevatel the assay in order to say that you're going to get Malkus for the lav shenitik laseh. All you have to do is just not be mekayim the assay. As long as you're not mekayim the assay, meaning we give you an ultimatum, if you're mekayim the assay, you're going to be good to go. If not, you're not going to be good to go. So what does this machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish have to do with the cheshbon of everything we've been learning right now? So the truth is, it's a big machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. I mean, the answer to that question is a big machloikas Rashi Tosfos, which means really how you learn the next Gemara is a big machloikas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi is the last Rashi on the Yomid. Tosfos is the last Tosfos in the Yomid, which turns on Talmud Beis and gets very labedic. But the bottom line is, we'll learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara, which is very schwer, by the way. But I think it's the simplest way to learn the Gemara. So again, we're picking up in the cheshbon of El Amar Rava. Rava said that when it says in the Torah, Yuchal Shachal Kol Yomav, the way we touch the words of Kol Yomav is Kol Yomav Amoid V'Hachzer, which is really another way of saying that there's an assay component that comes about noch to la yuchal shalcha, which makes la yuchal shalcha your regular lav shenitik laseh, not a lois aseh shekod me aseh. And for that reason, even though Rabbi Yochanan originally had said kol lois shekod me aseh is like enol, now it's not going to be like enol. But it's based on the idea of kol yomav b'amoy v'achzah. So fake the gemara, akash, ha, nichil mandamah bitloy v'loy bitloy. Bishloim, according to the mandamah that holds, bitloy v'loy bitloy. I understand the drasha. Because the drasha is kol yomav, right? So if the drasha is kol yomav, essentially what the Torah is saying is, kol yomav, your entire life, you have an option to go and do an assay, which will be mesak in the lav. If you hold bitloy v'loy bitloy, that's true. Because really, kol yomav, you have the option to do it. Now, it's not mamish kol yomav, because it's always possible to be mevatel. Rashi speaks out, there is a way where maybe you wouldn't be able to marry this woman based on hilchos nedarim. But the point is, there's an inyan al kaponim of kol yomav. And the inyan of kol yomav is, right, minus making some silly neder. You will be able to go now, and you'll have the ability to marry her, which would knock out the lois How are you going to make this work? I mean, according to Reish Lakish, it's not true kol yomav amoy dahachzer. Because according to Reish Lakish, right, remember, you get an ultimatum. So you get an ultimatum right now, marry her, if not, not. But what's made the Torah when it says kol yomav? Right, you can't ignore the nusach of the drasha. The Torah didn't just throw an assay after lo yuchal shalcha. The Torah said kol yomav.
Those are the words of the pasuk, and that means that the assay is kol yom ba'amoy v'hachzer. I hear kol yom ba'amoy v'hachzer in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that you always have the option to do the assay. But according to Reish Lakish, where is the kol yom ba'amoy v'hachzer? You have an option right now to do the assay and get this over with. But if not, we're going to give you malchus immediately. So where is the kol yom ba'amoy v'hachzer knocking out the lois assay? One of the kashas, which I think is one of the more obvious kashas, when you learn the Gemara. Pshat Tava good, and this is the Ritva'ah. So with all the kashas, Taisus even asks kasha. Ritva'ah says kasha, and that is that maybe when the Torah says Kol Yomav Amoy V'Hachzer, those words Kol Yomav is telling you that there's an Asay Kol Yomav, not necessarily that Asay would impact the Malkus Kol Yomav. Meaning Kol Yomav is an Asay because it's an Asay, it makes Vayuchal Shalcha into a Lavshin Itaglase. The Gemara is timing that Kol Yomav can't knock out the lois assay. Why not? Because at the end of the day, if it's kaimoy v'le kaimoy, so either you do the assay now or you're out, right? But lo'olam, I'll tell you that kol yomav is an assay. And the assay you taka have kol yomav. Bein l'Rabbi Yochanan, bein l'Reish Lakish. Just so happens that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you having that assay kol yomav is going to save your plates, because you're not going to get malchus, and according to Reish Lakish, it's not. No problem, you're going to get malchus, arbam chazer achas, you're going to walk out, and you're going to have an assay kol yomav to go ahead and marry. That's the Ritva's kash on Rashi. But the bottom line is, this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that kol yomav amoyd ha-hachzer is true in the world of Rabbi Yochanan. It's not true in the world of Reish Lakish. So how are we saying Elo Amar Rava? To be miyashiv, the original Rabbi Yochanan of Kol Loisa Shachad Me'asei Loike Me'olav. From the Halacha Vayinu Shekiru Shemisrael Ma'achzav Einu Loike. That's all good. If what? If Rabbi Yochanan's going to hold Bitloi V'loi Bitloi. But Amanda, Amar Kaima V'loi Kaima, Amar Yigil Ameimer. So what's the Gemara's answer? It's as hard as the Gemara's kash is. That's how easy the Gemara's teretz is. The Gemara says, well, it's like a midi utayim el Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Told you the names matter. We're learning Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. The whole sugya is Rabbi Yochanan. No, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Tana. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who told the Tana Tini Bitloi Chayev Aloi Bitloi Potter. And being that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who was the man of those Bitloi Bitloi and a Bitloi Bitloi, you could be Miyash of the original Rabbi Yochanan. So it's for that reason I call Yavei on the Kaima Bashalom. Either way, so we just mentioned the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish of Bitloi V'loi Bitloi and Kaimoy V'loi Kaimoy. We mentioned that Rabbi Yochanan told the Tana Tini Bitloi Chayev Loi Bitloi Potter. So the Gemara now is going to tell us the rest of the story. This is the last leg of the sugi. The Tani Tana committed Rabbi Yochanan. There was a Tana that once said, "Oh, in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mitzvahs Lois Asay Shneish Bekum Asay. Every Mitzvahs Lois Asay that has an Asay, meaning every Lav Shenitak Asay, Kaim Asay Shabbat Potter. If you Mekaim the Asay, you're going to be Potter. Bitel Asay Shabbat Chayev. But if you mevatel that say, you're going to be chayev." Amaleis, Rabbi Yochanan listened very carefully to what the Tana said, and he told him, "Maika amrit." He said, "I don't understand what you're saying." Meaning, you're speaking in very, very broad strokes, right? If the person is kayim that say, you're potter. If you mevatel that say, you're going to be chayev. What happens if you're not mevatel, but you're also not mekayim, right? From kayim, potter, it sounds like loy kayim is chayev. But from Bitel Chayev sounds like Loi Kayim is really going to be Potter. So this is where Rabbi Yochanan caught him on. He told him, "Maika Amrit, Kayim Potter, Loi Kayim Chayev, or Bitel Chayev, Loi Bitel Potter." Meaning, you have to say one of these two options. Either say Kayim Potter, Loi Kayim Chayev, or Bitel Chayev and Loi Bitel Potter. Either it's Tali in whether you're Mekayim or not Mekayim, or it's telling you whether you're mevatel or not mevatel. But you can't tell me when you're mekayim, you're potter, and when you're mevatel, you're chayim. Because that leaves me hanging. What would be if I'm not mekayim, I'm not mevatel, right? So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Tini," said the Tana's looking at Rabbi Yochanan. "I hear you asking a good kasha. I should have thought of that." So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Let me tell you what you should say. Bitlevelebitle. I think this is the right gersa. Because I think what it's polian is, will you mevatel the assay, will you not mevatel the assay? In other words, as long as you could be mekayim the assay, as long as you could be mekayim the assay, that's enough to save you. It's when you mevatel it, that's when it's a problem. So loy bitlo, you're going to be potter. It's when it's bitloy, and now you can't be mekayim anymore. At that point, you're going to be chay." Rabbi Shlokish heard Rabbi Yochanan said, Reish Lakish Omer says, "No, I would be magiyat the other way around. Kaimoy v'loy, kaimoy." So the Tana walked in with a braisa. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, thankfully, agreed on something, and that was, they both chapped that there's something wrong with this braisa. Because you can't jump from Kaimai Potter to Bitli Chayev. What's like Kaimai, right? So the question is, are we going to make it a Kaimai Velei Kaimai Braisa? Are we going to make it a Bitli Velei Bitli Braisa? Rabbi Yochanan said Bitli Velei Bitli. Rish Mokish said Kaimai Velei Kaimai. And this is the rest of the story. This is where this Machlaikis came from. So the Machlaikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lokish wasn't in a vacuum like it usually is. It was a Machlaikis in terms of had to be Magia Braisa. There was this Braisa that clearly was Mishabeshta and it wasn't so clear exactly what you're supposed to do with this Braisa. And these were these two options. Either it's a Kaimai Velei Kaimai Braisa or it's a Bitli Velei Bitli. Rabbi Yochanan preferred bitle v'le bitle. Reish Lakish preferred kaima v'le kaima. But here's the last little punchline. Says the Gemara, b'maikom miflugi. What is the machloikis? What is the machloikis at the end of the day? Meaning, why is Rabbi Yochanan hold bitle v'le bitle? Why is Reish Lakish hold kaima v'le kaima? So the Gemara says, basra safikom miflugi. The machloikis was with regards to the halacha of Hasra Safik Marsavar, as in Rabbi Yochanan holds Hasra Safik Shma Hasra Umarsavar, whereas Reish Lakish holds that Hasra Safik is Loi Shma Hasra. So what is Hasra Safik and what does that have to do with this machloikis of Bitloi Veloi Bitloi and Kaim Veloi Kaim? So again, there's some from Rashi's here, but we'll talk it Oisavenik, and that is the machloikis of Hasra Safik Shma Hasra Shmai Hasra Loi Shma Hasra is in the event that a person looks like he might be doing an Aveira. But it's not clear. It's not clear because you're not sure if it's an Aveira or maybe other things have to happen in order for it to be determined that it was an Aveira. And then you go and you give him Asra. Is that Asra considered Asra or is that not considered Asra? There's an idea that Asra is Safik Loishma Asra. Unless you could tell me definitively that what I'm doing now is wrong and you warn me don't do it because if you do, you're going to be in big trouble, it's not going to be considered Asra. The man d'amma that holds Hasra Safik Shma Asra, he subscribes to that opinion. The man d'amma that holds Hasra Safik is Shma Asra, he holds, who cares? At the end of the day, you're doing something that could be a loy sase, even though I can't tell you 100% right now, but I'm telling you that it might be, and if it is, it's going to be a problem. So, two ways to look at Hasra Safik. We'll see more about Hasra Safik tomorrow. Hasra Safik Shma Asra or Loi Shma Asra. What we need more is what does it have to do with the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? What does it have to do with Bitlei V'Loi Bitlei V'Kaim V'Loi Kaim? So here comes a major lumdus. This is like a super duper lumdus. And the lumdus is as follows. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Bitlei V'Loi Bitlei. What does that mean? That means if someone's over a Loi Sase Shenit Glase, right now, you're not going to get Malkus. Why? Because you have the option to do the essay. When would you get Malkus? If later you're Mevatel the essay. The way the Gemara understands Rabbi Yochanan is that Rabbi Yochanan holds that when the Torah gives a lois essay, that's nitik la'essay, the essay and the lois essay are two halves of one whole. They're bound to each other. As if to say that even if you do the lois essay is not nishlam unless you're also Mevatel the essay. It's not that the Lois Aseh and the Aseh are independent of each other. They're mamish one chefza. And if you're only over the Lois Aseh, you didn't do nothing wrong yet. Because you still have to be mevatel the Aseh in order for the Lois Aseh to be nishlan. What does that mean? What that means is if you see somebody being over a Lois Aseh right now, and you tell them, don't do this, because if you do this, you're going to be over a Lois Aseh. Whoa, mechateseh. It's not true. Even if I do this, no one says I was over a lois asay. I still have to go later and be mevatel the asay. And if I'm not going to be mevatel the asay, that comes out I wasn't over no lois asays, right? Right now, when you give the hasra, that hasra really is a hasra safik. The reason it's a hasra safik is because maybe the person's not going to be over the asay. And if he's not over the asay, then kum techois, this lois asay was never really a problem. Again, it's a chatzi dover. You have to know what it is. Even if it's not the whole thing, not for now. But the point is that the lois hasei is only nishlam if you're also mevatel the asei. And being that right now we don't know if you're going to be mevatel the asei, so you can't. It's going to be considered a case of hasra safik. Now, just explain this one tefach tifer. Hasra has to be given toich de dibur, right? Unless you give it toich de dibur from when the person's over the lois hasei, it's not considered hasra. Why? Because we assume people have bad memories, and maybe the guy forgot about it. So you gave it to them a minute ago. Oh, yeah, but you know what happens in a minute. I'm ADD, my head's all over the place, I forgot about it. And as a result, you can't have timers on me, right? That's true, right? This is the halacha. And it's for that reason, it has to be mamish toich kedei dibur. It's going to be impossible to give the person asra toich kedei dibur from the lois asay, and he's going to have to later, people about the Leisase, right? Meaning, what are you going to do? You're going to give him the Hasra before the Leisase? You don't know if he's going to be over the Ase. You're going to give him the Hasra maybe before the Ase, right? Wait for him to be over the Leisase, and before the Ase, I'll go ahead and I'll give him Hasra. Yeah, the problem is, but I didn't do it before the Leisase, and the Leisase is for sure the main part, right? That's the Iker, right? That's the Teiref, that's the Teufis, right? That's for sure the main part here. The point is that mathematically, you'll never be able to make it work. So what you're going to end up with is just a regular Hasra Safik at best, and it's for that reason. It's for that reason, really, holding bitlay v'lay bitlay is nitazay poshet, because it goes into the kishkes of hasra zofik, shema hasra loy shasra. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan the Tameh, as we're about to see, holds hasra zofik shema hasra. And because Rabbi Yochanan holds that hasra zofik shema hasra, that's what allowed Rabbi Yochanan to hold bitlay v'lay bitlay. Rabbi Yochanan taka holds bitlay v'lay bitlay. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you give the person hasra, later he's mevatel d'aseh, well, shmeis him for being over the lois aseh. It was hasra sofik, right? It was hasra sofik. Doesn't bother me that it was hasra sofik, because Rabbi Yochanan's hasra sofik shma hasra. But Rish Lakish, who holds kaima v'lay kaima, it's because Rish Lakish holds hasra sofik loy shma hasra. And being that Rish Lakish holds hasra sofik loy shma hasra, so he couldn't hold bitlay v'lay bitlay, because bitlay v'lay bitlay forces you into the lumdis of bitlay v'lay bitlay, which is that the asay is the hashlam of the lois asay, and you're not mevatel the lois asay, you're not over the lois asay unless you also knock out the asay, which makes then the hasra fire the lois asay into hasra something. So it can't be the lumdis and the method of how every lois asay shenita klasay works. Must be it's a kind of like kaimen. Meaning, must be the gedr of the asay is not a chelik of the lois asay, so that until you mevatel it, you can't get malchus for the lois asay. It must be that the gedr of the asay is it's zeh v'tikunoi, right? The standard way of understanding it. You do the asay, you get off the hook. Oh, so says Rish Lakish. Okay, so do the asay. We'll give you a chance, right? We'll give you some statute of limitations. Once that passes, and then you're out of business. Then we're not going to work with you anymore. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan's bitloi v'loi bitloi, and Rish Lakish's kaimai v'loi kaimai is a fundamental difference, not just a technical nafkamina, which of course it is, but it's way bigger than that. It's a fundamental difference in how you view the relationship between the lois asay and the asay in every lav shenitak lasay. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're only over the lois asay if you're also mevatel the asay. High level. According to Rish Lakish, the lois asay is lachod and the asay is lachod. They're two independent things. You could only hold like Rabbi Yochanan if you hold Asra Safik Shema Asra. Because to the extent that you need to be Mevatel Daseh to get the Lois Daseh, every time you give the Lois Daseh, it's always a Safik if the person is going to be Mevatel Daseh. And you can't give him Asra on it now because it's going to be too far before Toich Kedei Dibur, and that's not going to work, right? So as a result, you could only hold Bitla V'la Bitla if you hold Asra Safik Shema Asra. The good news is Rabbi Yochanan holds Asra Safik Shema Asra. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan was able to hold Bitla v'la bitla. But Rish Lakish, who holds that Asra Safik Lois Shema Asra, he's not able to hear the relationship between the Lois Asay and the Asay in that oifin. And being that that's the case, he's muchrich to hold that it's just a regular Asay that has the ability to masakin and to serve as the oinish for the Lois Asay. So, that's the way lav hanitik la Asay works. And if that's the case, it's not going to be bitla v'la bitla, it's going to be kaimi v'la kaimi. Just explain it with one more knage. Rish Lakish, because he holds Asra Safik, Loich Ma Asra, has to hold Kaima V'loi Kaima. He doesn't have the option of Bitla V'loi Bitla. And that's really what the Gemara is trying to say. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Asra Safik, Shema Asra, could hold Kaima V'loi Kaima. He knows that he can't hold that with Shaychus. He, however, could also hold Bitla V'loi Bitla. And that's where it's Azdu L'tamayu. Where Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are L'shita Sayu, in the bitloi v'loi bitloi and in the kaimai v'loi kaimai, is that Rabbi Yochanan, because he holds Asra Safik Shema Asra, it's for that reason he has the ability to hold. He has the ability to hold bitloi v'loi bitloi, which he, oh by the way, holds. Whereas Rish Lakish, who holds Asra Safik Loi Shema Asra, he had no bechira, he has no free will. He had no choice. He didn't have the option of holding bitloi v'loi bitloi. He had to hold kaimai v'loi kaimai. And again, we said that this machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, with Asra Safik Shema Asra, Loi Shema Asra, is already a machlokes that we find elsewhere. The Gemara brings it here. Also, the tamay with the itmar shvuah she'oichel kikar. If somebody makes a shvuah that I'm going to eat this kikar hayoyim today, va'over hayoyim the day passed v'layachla and he didn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish tami chavayu ene loike. Rabbi Yochanan Rish both said in unison that this person is not going to get malchus. Again, what happened? What happened was that a person made a shvuah that I'm going to eat kikar zeh today. The day passed and he didn't eat the kikar. So b'chayru was over there. It's a shvuah, right? But you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus. Why? So Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish argued. Rabbi Yechon said, "Emi loikim shudav lav shem b'maisa. V'chalav shem b'maisa. Emi loikim olav. It's a lav shem b'maisa." Right? How was he over the shvuah? By not eating. Not eating is a lav shem b'maisa. Lav shem b'maisa. Emi loikim olav. Shlakish amiri loikim. Shlakish doesn't get malchus from davi asra asafik because it's asra asafik. Chol asra asafik loishm asra. And asra asafik is not considered asra. Why is it asra asafik? Because you're going to give the person asra during the day. Make sure you eat today, right? Don't not eat. Yeah, I'll eat in 3 hours from now. You don't know right now when you're giving me that straw whether I'm going to be over the lav or not, because the whole day has to pass in order to be over the lav. Maybe you can give him that straw 1 second before shkia, right? So what's the answer to that? We don't know when shkia is. No, right? That's not the answer. The answer is that that's already a shail of yef shalitzam saying mechatesi. You're going to get it right to the second. So this was a sugya of asra safik, and Rish Lakish said that's the reason in this chazal that. That halacha is you don't get malchus. Rechaz says it's not the reason you don't get malchus. You want to know why you don't get malchus? It's a ganz andere reason. The reason is because lav shem b'maisa. Why didn't Rabbi Yechonon say because asra asafik? Oh, because Rabbi Yechonon says asra asafik. Shema ha asra. Bottom line, let's just do a recap on the daf, and we're going to save the rate for tomorrow. But just as it relates to the daf itself, the daf started with Rabbi Yechonon, it ended with Rabbi Yechonon, had Rabbi Yechonon in between. It was mamish tchilasai soifai vem tzuusai. It was shittas Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon said, a chiddush, ko loisa say shakad me asay loikinol. Even though lavsha nitak lasay, the halach is you don't get malchus, but if the loisa say was kad me asay, if this is an asay, you can even come without being over the loisa say, then the halach is you're going to get malchus. The svar is gevaldik. The svar is because lavsha nitak lasay, you don't get malchus, based on the idea we assume the asay is the tikkun and the oinish for the loisa say. Well, if the asay is independent of the loisa, says, so then already you don't have so much basis to say that svara. Lemaisa, the Oilam asked Rabbi Yechon, did you really say this? He said no. Now he didn't mean no, because he had said it, but what he meant to say was that he was chayz. Rabbi heard, Rabbi who was the one who fakoyfed his halacha, Rabbi Bar Barchana, in the name of Rabbi Yechon, he says, number one, I swear that Rabbi Yechon said it, right, like Kim Amra, and I just do, I don't know why he would have been chayz, because at the end of the day, ksiva v'tanina, there's a riot from the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak, habola mikdash tamei, the halacha is, gets Malchus, even though it's a lav shenit class A. I mean, he gets Malchus because he was able to lay a tamus machaneim. Aye, what about that say? What about that say? Vishalchem and a machne kol tru v'chalzav v'chal tamil lenafesh. Other teretzes must be because it's a lois asay shekod me asay. You don't have to be over the lois asay to have that asay. And you see clearly a lois asay shekod me asay. The halach is that you get Malchus. I don't know, Rabbi Yechon was saying that. Somebody said, why was Rabbi Yechon chayzer? He was chayzer based on the halach of oyne shagirish. Oyne shagirish, im yisrael machzu v'enu loike. We treat it like a lav shenit class A. What's the loisa say? La yuchal shalcha kol yom. But what's that say? The loisa leisha. Now, the loisa leisha is independent of the loisa say, right? Even if you don't marry and divorce, you have a mitzvah to marry, and you see clearly you don't get malchus. So you say maris that we treat it like a lav shenit glase. It's for that reason we were chayzer. So the gemara's avoda was trying to be miyash of the original Rabbi Yechon. Right? What's the yishav to the original Rabbi Yechon in light of oyne shagirish? Now, being mindful of the fact Rabbi Yechon Lamaisa was chayzer because of oyne shagirish. Abel Lamaisa, mikara maka sarvis. What's pshat in the original Rabbi Yechon? I oyne shagirish. The Gemara brought three ulas, three attempts, and all of them were knocked out. Ela marava. It's based on the fact that it says lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav. What does kol yomav mean? Kol yomav ba'moyda hachzakai. That kol yomav, there's a bezunder asay that the Torah mentions after the lois asay. And that asay, is it mamashun asay? But the point is kol yomav, which makes this now a lois asay that has some form of asay that follows it. And for that reason, it's going to be treated like a regular lav shenitik lasay. But the Gemara said that whether or not you can darshan kol yomav b'amoy v'achzer, the Chayr is telling you bitloy v'loy bitloy and kaimer v'loy kaimer. Because kol yomav sounds like kol yomav, you can be mesak in the lav and you cannot get malchus. Faith with Fog, who said maybe kol yomav just means as an asay. But anachinami, kind of like kaima, you're going to get malchus. But the Gemara understood that, no, the way Rashi explains that kol yomav, there's going to be an opportunity for you to go ahead and get out of the lois asay, right? By being a kaima asay, just don't be mevatel it. And that would be enough for you to not get malchus, which the Gemara said is really totally in shittas Rabbi Yechon, who holds bitloy, as opposed to Reish Lakish holds kaima v'loy kaima. What's the makar to this machloikas Rabbi Yechon, Reish Lakish, or bitloy v'loy kaima v'loy kaima? The makar is the Tana, who jumped from kaima to bitloy, and Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish were in agreement that something's off over here. The question is, how you magia the braisa? Rabbi Yechon was magia bitloy, Reish Lakish was magia that it's kaimu v'le kaimu. The Gemara got into the lumdus. It's a major lumdus if bitlay v'le bitlay versus kaimu v'le kaimu. Bitlay bitlay means you're not over the lois to say unless you're also mevatel dasay. That's when you get malchus, when you're mevatel dasay, because that's when it's nishlam, the fact that you were over the lois to say. Kaimu v'le kaimu means you're over the lois to say the second you're over the lois to say. Grada, you could do the assay and be mesakin it. And in fact, the Gemara says when you understand that lumdus, you understand where Rabbi Yechon and Shlakish were coming from. They're actually ozdul tamayu. Because really, whether you could say bitla v'le bitla is totally an asra, safik shma, asra, loy shma, asra. Rabbi Yechanan, who holds in the sugyas of Shavuos, that asra, safik shma, asra, litamei, was able, didn't have to, but was able to hold bitla v'le bitla, as opposed to Reish Lakish, who holds asra, safik, loy shma, asra, was forced to hold kaimah v'le kaimah. When I finished, but the rest, Beis Hashem, really the final stretch of the sugya, we are going to see in the beginning of tomorrow's daf.